Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Brindoman.com podcast. This is our very first episode, which means I'm kind of doing this on my own. It's Brindoman here. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Brendan, and I am broadcasting live from Harbin, China. Hopefully, coming up in the coming weeks, we'll have other members of the Brindoman.com crew, but right now, I'm going it on my own just so I can see how this works. Get this up on the net. Hopefully people will be listening to it, and that will be cool. So basically, I put together some show notes today while I was teaching and also on the web, and you can check those out. You can also contribute at the Brindoman.com wiki, and that would be Brindoman.com/wiki. Today's music is provided by a band called Weapons of Mass Destruction, and you can find the link to that song at our show notes, and they are licensed by Creative Commons. So that's going to bring it to our first point today. I was thinking a lot about podcasting and some of the implications of podcasting, because a lot of people, I'm listening to like Adam Curry's show and the Evil Genius Chronicles and some others, and it sounds like they're using copyrighted music. And you know, I don't have a problem with that, but you know, I could see where the RIAA and some other people would have a problem with that, and I just don't feel like getting sued right now. Just wouldn't be something I want to do. So, for right now, and also I'd like to support Creative Commons and their music and the artists that do that, and their independent artists. And so I'd like to support independent artists, and so if you are of a band and you'd like to maybe contribute some music there, or have some music you'd like to share or know of a band, and we can use for background music or just music to play on the show. Maybe we could start some music format here and maybe have a couple tunes every once in a while, because I really love playing music on the air. I used to be a DJ in college, and I briefly had an internet radio show for a while that was popular among five people. So if you have some music, that'd be cool. So if you're curious about what Creative Commons is, check out creativecommons.org, and yeah, it's really cool. And I'd also recommend Lessig's book. I don't know if I said that right, but anyways, his book, it's called Free Culture. My friend Danny hooked me up with that, and I read it, and I also listened to it on my iPod. And hopefully we'll be having Danny on the show. Maybe he'll talk about some more geeky stuff. He's into Linux and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I am, but I'm not serious like that guy is. And you can check out Danny's website at danny.brindoman.com. So, yeah, I guess first off, I'd like to give a shout-out to all the Brindoman.com crew, because you guys are probably the only people listening to this particular podcast. I'm not sure if we're going to put this on the podcast directory yet, because I don't know if we can handle that kind of bandwidth. We're just going to give this a basic test first and see how this goes. So, we got a few things I'd like to talk about, go through on the show, and then we're going to cut this out because, you know, it can't go forever. Let's see, first up on the list, Nation States. Nation States is a really, really cool game that Smiles actually got us all into. I guess Luis knew about it, but it's been around for like 2 years. But we did not know about it, and we just all got into it big time. And basically, it's based on this book called Jennifer Government. And this guy wrote this book, and then he created this game called Nation States, which you can get to at nationstates.net. There's also, like I said, all the links from the show will be on our show notes. And you can create your own nation. And basically, what you do is you pass laws, and that affects how your nation works. Like right now, let me check in here. I got my nation, the People's Republic of Brindoman. I wanted to give a little homage to me being in China right now, so I figured I'd do the China thing. I got a Chinese flag, and right now my UN category has changed quite a bit, but right now I'm a left-leaning college state. So it says right now, the People's Republic of Brindoman is a small, socially progressive nation, notable for its barren, inhospitable landscape. Its compassionate population of 9 million enjoying extensive civil freedom, particularly in social issues, while business tends to be more regulated. So and then it's got a bunch of information and It's really fun, and your profile changes every time you pass new laws. And you can join the UN and debate about things there and vote on UN sanctions. And you can also, the really cool thing, if you're playing with your friends, is you can form these regions. And we have a region for our Brendoman.com crew and any of our friends that are into that. And it's called Brenotia, Brennotia. Right now we got 14 nations in there. And actually, Smiles is our UN delegate. And, so props to Smiles for finding this game. So check out Smiles' blog, too. It's at smiles.brendoman.com, and he's a pretty cool guy. We're all wishing him. He hopes he gets better with his shoulder. So what's next on the list? Let's check out what next we're going to be talking about. Okay, making a podcast with Windows. It seems like, all the podcasting going on lately has been using Macs. You know, I mean, I look at all these podcasting setups. If you got a Mac, it's pretty. It's really great because you can go and look on the net and see what other people are doing. But I haven't read a lot about people doing podcasts, like actually creating the podcast with Windows. So, So I'm kind of doing this on my own without a lot of help. Danny's been helping me out a little bit. He showed me a program that I'm using right now. It's called Audacity, and you can get that over at SourceForge. I should put up a link to that somewhere, but I haven't put that up yet. But it's a really great program. But my problem is right now, I can only record from one source at a time. Like right now, I'm recording from a microphone, and then I already laid down this track with the MP3. Like I couldn't record them both at the same time, like if I was playing like an iTunes or something. And I also, as of yet, have not been able to record Skype calls. I can only record one side of the Skype call. I can't record myself talking while, like, if Danny and I are having a conversation on Skype, I can only record Danny conversing. I couldn't record the microphone. And if I got music playing on iTunes, I can't record myself. I can only record the music and not myself talking, so right now I'm kind of putting together a one track at a time format, but I don't know how we're going to do that if we do Skype calls. I guess if we had a debate between Henry and Brian, or maybe a discussion between Henry and Danny, couldn't record me, but you could record them on the phone. So maybe we'll be doing a little bit of that. Maybe we'll find a solution. I'm still looking. Silent Bob, I tried that. It was the same deal. I can only record one thing at a time. So I'm looking for a Windows application that can record. I can record from all the sources at the same time, like from the stereo mix and from the microphone at the same time. It won't let me do that right now. Maybe that's a hardware issue. I'm not sure. So if you guys can help me out at that, you can email me at brendoman@brendoman.com. I'd really appreciate it. If you have any feedback on the show or you'd like to contribute something, maybe you got some audio feedback, you can send that to me and I'll play it, or anything like that. So making a podcast with Windows, that's been tough. So I'm using Audacity, and then I'm just importing the MP3 track. Like right now I got the MP3 track of this California song playing. I put it on a loop, so you just be hearing it over and over again. And maybe for the next show we'll actually play some songs. I got a couple ideas for some songs to play, like kind of a real radio show. Right now it's just talking, and I know that can be kind of boring. So, you know, we'll work on it. We're progressing here. We got a lot to go. This is just kind of the first wave, and we'll hopefully get better. This is just something as soon as I found out about podcasting, I was just really enthusiastic about it. I don't know. It just seems so cool and such a great thing. And you don't even need an iPod. That's the big Scoble. I was reading Scoble's blog today, and he was kind of harping on Dave Weiner for making it sound like you had to have an iPod and you had to have a Mac. Today was the first day I actually listened to my podcast on my iPod, which is cool, because when I had my lunch break at class, I was able to listen to those. But normally, I just listen to them in iTunes, and I guess if you had Windows Media Player or whatever else, you could use it and to check those out there. So I'd recommend checking out, if you just downloaded this file off my website, you didn't use iPod or anything like that, I'd recommend checking it out. I mean, it automatically downloads the stuff for you. It's ready to go. Do it overnight or whenever. It's really cool. Okay, another thing I'm seeing in the internet lately and among people is iPod bashing. I mean, iPod bashing is rampant. And it's just, I don't know, maybe somebody can't afford an iPod and they're mad, or they just, you know, you got those people, they always got to buck the trends. And the reason why iPod is so popular is because it's that good, man. I mean, I questioned it too, and then I got one, thankfully, for very cheap it was almost a gift from one of my friends before I left for China. He sold it to me for $100. It was a 30-gig iPod. And it is that good. I mean, I've never seen any product. I've tried a bunch of different MP3 players. It really just integrates well, even with Windows. There's no hassle at all. None. And just the storage capacity and this quality. And iTunes, it's a great application. I haven't had any problems with it. It's just so easy. And it really is that great. And it's small and it looks good. And it really is that cool. So just because everybody's using it doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Doesn't mean just because it's trendy. It could possibly mean that it really is that good. It's like when everybody got a TV, you know? People saying, oh, the TV is flash in the pan. Look at all those hippie, trendy kids with their TVs. And no, I mean, the TV is a TV, man. Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to anybody? I hope so. I mean, iPod, it's a real deal. But you don't necessarily need one to use iPodder. So that's what I was just briefly going to cover. Let's see. How are we doing on time here? I have no idea. I've recorded a little bit over 10 minutes. Wow. Pretty fast time moves. This is probably boring the heck out of you. So I need things to make this more interesting. Probably music will help. Music will help a lot. And then other people talking. But like I said, I'm having some problems getting that going. So, now I figured I would talk about something that I'm very passionate about, and that would be the movable type software. Movable type, it's gotten a lot of flack lately because they started their new 3.0, and with that they started licensing, charging for licenses, and blah blah blah, and it was this huge outbreak against Six Apart, and I was bummed to see that happen, because at first I was a little mad, and then I was like, wait a minute, I mean, these guys gave me software for free for like 2 years. I was using it for free, and it was great, and it's been running our website for a long time, and why not pay a little bit? Why not pay for it? And this is a great product, and it's really, with the 3.0 public release, it's really gotten to where I would pay way more than I am paying for it. And really, it's not that much. I mean, and they've switched the licenses around, so it's a lot better. I have an unlimited license, and thankfully, I got a really good discount because I already donated some money to Six Apart, and I also participated in the beta test. So I did get it for very cheap, but even if it didn't get it for cheap, I still would have paid for it. I would have paid the full price for the unlimited because I do have, right now, BrendoMan.com, we got about 15... active blogs and a total of 22 blogs, but some of those aren't active. And we've got about 30 bloggers going on right there. And we are a really close-knit blogging community of friends and people we've met on the internet. And so it does require a huge license. And so I'm really thankful for the unlimited author and blog license, because otherwise it would have been ridiculously expensive. But you know, it's worth it. The new interface is great. The rebuilding in the background is excellent. The rebuild times are just way lower, especially with a new release. If you enable dynamic updating and dynamic page building, there's a huge difference. It kind of borked my site when I installed it, but I think I did something wrong, and I'm going to try it again. And also might have had something to do with my server, my web server. But Movalog has posted some really great tutorials for things like that and all other kinds of movable type stuff. So I would check out movalog.com, movalog.com. I've also got a link to that on the show notes. And let me check this out here. I'm trying to find this other website that was also very good. It's called Learning Movable Type. And it's another really great site. They usually cross-link with Movalog on a lot of stuff. And that would be www.elise.com/mt. I'm going to get a link up on the show notes on that one. I keep talking about these show notes. I'm going to just stop that and say, okay, all the links are going to be in the show notes. I'm going to stop mentioning it. Okay. So, So what else about Movable Type 3.0? Subcategories, I haven't really used those yet, but that's what a lot of people have been clamoring about. I personally... here's the huge one. Okay, the new version of MT Blacklist, which is made by Jay Allen's move, MT Blacklist is just amazing. It's just totally integrated into Movable Type. It has just totally kicked the comment spam problem that we've had at BrendoMan.com in the butt. I mean, just completely. It updates itself. I can't say enough good things about it. It's amazing. And I highly recommend it. And that's also really good. There's lots of really good plugins. For instance, this is something I forgot to mention when I did my Windows. I'm doing my Windows podcast with Movable Type. I was able to find a plugin called MT Enclosures. And that was just... easy to install, and now my Movable Type weblog supports enclosures, and I'm able to do a podcast blog straight from my regular blog. I don't have to create a new blog using a different software or anything like that, and it was very easy. So check that out if you're wondering how to do that in Movable Type. It's called MT Enclosures, and it's really good. Okay, so check out Movalog and also Learning Movable Type if you're having some questions about... that's wrong. Sorry, I'm talking to myself here. So, yeah, Learning Movable Type is a great site, and like right now they have a CGI wrap tutorial, but that's also on Movalog. And then she talks about type key authentication. It's another hot issue with the new Movable Type. I have no problem with it, you know. I mean, if you don't like it, just turn it off. That's no reason just to not use it altogether. It's not like these guys are Microsoft or something, you know. They're not trying to steal your information or just spying on you or anything like that. It's six apart. They're good people. You know? So, I just really love Movable Type, and I try to be faithful to things if I like them, and they've been giving me free software for so long, and now I'm paying a small amount, and it's even better. It's even better. I haven't enabled the Post of the Future feature yet because I've never done a cron job, and I'm kind of a novice at some of this stuff, but I'll do it eventually because Danny's been bugging me about it. So, yeah, there's lots of good features, and especially the dynamic page building is huge, because that was one of the things that WordPress had over Movable Type, and it's in Movable Type now, and it's really cool. And like I said, the plugin architecture is great, lots of cool plugins. MT Blacklist is the greatest thing alive right now. I mean, man, I love Jay Allen, the guy's my hero. One of our blogs, Kyle's blog? I think it was Kyle, kyle.brendoman.com. I mean, he put his comments on lockdown where he had to approve every comment because he was getting so much comment spam. It's ridiculous. So, I'm just very thankful. And I really love Movable Type. I started using it. We were using Blogger when we picked up brendoman.com when we started. We were actually on Tripod using Blogger. It seems so long ago. And then the reason why I started blogging was Will Wheaton's weblog. I know it sounds so stereotypical, but I love Will Wheaton's my hero. The guy's the man, and you can check out his blog. I'll put up some information on. I'm going to talk about Will Wheaton in a little bit, but and he used Movable Type. I was like, man, that sounds really cool. It sounds way better. Not necessarily way better, just more to my style than Blogger does. Because at the time, Blogger did not have nearly as many features as it does now. I'm amazed at how much Blogger has improved since I started using it in 2002? Yeah. In like April 2002 is when I started using it. It's gotten head and shoulders better, especially the brand new, like the recent last 4 months Blogger has been, 6 months maybe, has been amazing. And so I just give a salute to Meg and Evan Williams and all those folks over there, and well, they're gone now. I mean, Evan just announced his quitting, but just give those guys major props. But movable type was the thing for me. I don't think there's one definitive blogging application. I think it depends on your tastes, your expertise, how much you want to tinker around, and what kind of server you're running, and if you're using your own hosting, or you need to have your own hosting to run some of these. And if you don't have your own hosting, I would say Blogger is the way to go. And also, there's TypePad, which I also like, but I mean, Blogger's free, TypePad costs money. But TypePad is really cool. Also, I was able to beta test that. So, I love blogging. I'll talk more about blogging in probably future episodes, but that's something everybody probably has heard enough of. So, moving on. If you have any other questions about movable type and anything, I'd love to answer them. Maybe some hate mail, seems like the WordPress users, like WordPress or everything else sucks, and, I like WordPress, I have no problem with that, I just didn't think it was right for me, and as far as moving to WordPress from movable type, when everything was kind of going up around, when people were switching over like crazy, I just couldn't do it because I had so many blogs and so many posts, it was just unthinkable to change everything. It would have been nuts. And so I just didn't do that. So, moving on, I got some news items I thought were interesting. Wow, this is moving on pretty well. Okay, so some news items. First off, U2's song Vertigo is breaking digital records. I was very pleased with this. If you haven't caught this song, you can get it on iTunes. I've seen it on some MP3 blogs if you want to go the stick to the man route. But, I mean, it's U2, man. I guess they don't really need your money. But if you want, I got it off iTunes, 99 cents, no big deal. And in the UK, the official download, it's broken weekly download records in the US and in the UK. It's gone number one in the UK official download chart. And in the US, the digital version of Vertigo has sold more in the past week than any track in download history. That's pretty insane. And Vertigo has now also achieved number one slot in all four iTunes stores. And this comes from interference.com, from U2.com. So Vertigo, it's a darn good song, especially for people that like, there's those group of people that are like, oh, I love the old school U2. I'm all about the pre-Joshua Tree era. And I like everything. I mean, maybe I'm just one of those guys who's like, anything that they do is great, and maybe I don't really know what I'm talking about. But I think that this is another good thing. It's another great release by these guys. I'm excited about their new album. It's called How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. It'll be coming out in November. And it's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be even better. I mean, I loved All That You Can't Leave Behind. I love the Elevation Tour, but I think this next thing, it's going to be awesome. I really hope they come to China. I hope I can see them here. I want to see a band here in China. That'd be stinking cool. I heard concerts here are ridiculously expensive. Minimum $100, $150 a ticket for the cheap seats, man. So, that's what I've heard. And earlier I talked about Will Wheaton, and Will Wheaton just announced on his website, well, actually yesterday, I guess. Like I said, our days are off here, so I'm basically talking from tomorrow, well, later tonight for most of you guys if I get this up in time. But Will Wheaton is speaking at the Alamo Draft House. He's going to be doing a book signing for his book Just a Geek. And he's also going to be, this is the best part, he's doing a screening of Stand By Me and a Q&A. When I got my copy of Stand By Me on DVD and I found out there was no Will Wheaton on there was no commentary, let alone Will Wheaton commentary. Well, there might be Rob Reiner commentary, but no Will Wheaton. I was bummed, because that would have been so cool to hear about him. I mean, he's the star of the movie, for goodness sakes. So, and also, if you live in Austin, man, or if you're anywhere near Austin, go. The Draft House, first of all, is an awesome theater. And this is going to be really cool. So I would check that out, definitely. Looks awesome. So you can also check out more info on his website. The link's over, show notes. Let's see, what else? The Wired article on podcasting. This is really catching fire. I mean, seriously. It's not bogus. This is a real deal. And, I mean, if it got on Wired, you know, it's got to be good. But there's a quote from Adam Curry in there saying, it's aggregating audio content, but it's taking one extra step, and that it's putting it on your device. Not only do these devices play it, but you don't have to put it in there yourself. It just happens automatically. And that's the cool part. Yes, you can download these on your own. Yes, this isn't totally new. But the whole getting the content automatically, and this content, man, it's I haven't heard anything like it before. Adam Curry's show is really cool, and all the other shows, Whole Wheat Radio, I've been listening to that, and some other things. It's very good stuff. The Evil Genius Chronicles, it's another good Dave Schlesher, and Dave says that as a concept, I see it as most closely equivalent to doing for internet audio content what TiVo does for TV. These simple tools on the listener end allow people to subscribe to feeds of interest of them and automatically have the files from that feed handled for them. And you can also use this for something like an MP3 blog, which posts MP3s, and so you'll get all these new MP3s and things like that. And iPodder is now BitTorrent compatible, so I mean, we could actually seed this on BitTorrent instead of using up our bandwidth on the server. And so there's lots of huge possibilities, and they're talking about like real radio, like not, well, I mean, big time radio shows, possibly using this means. I mean, Howard Stern and some other people, they think that'd be great. I mean, the possibilities. So you should check out that article. What else do we got? So yeah, once again, our music for today, California by Weapons of Mass Destruction. You can check that out. They have a website, but also check out commoncontent.org. That's where I got some of this music. I'm also music for future shows, so you can check that out. And I would just like to give some quick shout outs to Blog Critics, which I'm a writer for now. I've been writing for a little bit. I haven't written that many posts because I haven't had a lot of time, but it's a really great site. I would recommend you to check it out. They lots of good reviews of things and random thoughts and lots of good comments going on. And if you want a place to write and get some free stuff to review about, and you get lots of free stuff, lots of potential for free stuff if you review it, go to Blog Critics, sign up, read it, check out the feed. It's really cool. Next, this is a funny story. Warm Milk Comics. Ralphie, I met him on the View Askew webboard, Kevin Smith's webboard, and Ralphie wanted me to host some videos for him, so I said, sure, no problem. He said it wasn't going to get a lot of traffic, no problem, so I put those up, and it wasn't a problem. And then Ralphie took it upon himself to put up a bunch of really popular videos of Kevin Smith had a thing called the Stash Bash last year. Where a bunch of fans came to meet him and Jason Mewes, who played him. They played Jay and Silent Bob, if you didn't know. And so all the people that went to this wanted to see these videos of this footage. So they started downloading it like crazy. And he put these links up on Kevin Smith's board. And our bandwidth was gone in like 2 minutes. And it was gone for 2 days. And then my server had some ridiculous thing where I had to reset the HTTP deal manually, and so I could get... so I could get the site back up, and then that didn't go into effect until like a certain time, and so we were down for like 2 days essentially. So Ralphie took down our website, but I still love the guy. His movies are really cool. I see a lot of potential in this guy. His comics are also funny, so check that out. My two favorite blogs that sometimes I don't agree with, but they're always fun to read, Mac at pesky apostrophe .com. She's just a great gal. Lots of funny stuff, lots of good stuff. You want to read about some politics, have some political discussion, check that out there. And then Les at stupidevilbastard.com. The guy writes about video games, movies, religion, politics, and he's been sick lately, so I hope he gets better. I don't know if he'll ever listen to this or what, but he's a cool guy, and he put up, he was one of the first people I knew to write about Counter-Strike Source, which Hanzo writes about over at his blog. You can check that out at hanzo.brendoman.com. So I guess I'm giving props to Hanzo, too. But you can check out Les writing about that, and check out Hanzo writing about that. Counter-Strike Source sounds like it's pretty darn sweet. I was going to do some movie reviews, but I think I'm going to hold that off to next show. That could be a whole show in itself. So I got that list right there. So, once again, check out the show notes. I hope you've enjoyed listening. I know this might be boring to most people, so we're going to try and make it more interesting. But hope you have a good day, a good Friday, and good night from China, from Harbin. Later.